Okay, have you ever seen the TV show on here called Big Mouth?
No.
Do you want to watch it? Because that shit is pretty, it's fucked up humor that I love to give to you. And the voice acting is amazing. Okay, we're going to watch it. And the episodes aren't that long either, they're like 20 minutes apiece. And if you don't like the first episode, then we'll watch something else. Okay, season 1, episode 1.
Netflix, Ryan Switch.
Fall dance, no dry humping.
Get away from me, Stranger Things.
But I guess I know. Maybe
in
China is like one.
Awesome, thank you,
Tim. Like you should
go away.
Should say I'm going to continue watching.
No, you try like fucking.
That's what the episode title is called.
I'm holding my breath.
look what it says.
I'm going. One. Evacuation.
Yes, sir.
So I got my situation.
About kids going to puberty.
Okay.
And you're probably thinking, who's the monster? Right? That's the hormone monster.
Okay, I should tell you, this is cool, and we need boundaries. If you want me to go away, you know what you have to do.
Well, again, when people get excited, it goes up, right?
No, that's his actual note.
Puberty for boys is like a miracle of evacuation, and for girls, we're just a yarn ball of ADHD.
Ew, that's gross.
Yeah.
This outside of shit.
That's the point.
He has a scumbag DUI attorney.
Yeah. And he expects you that he can afford tweezers for that unibrow.
That's not like disgusting, but like, you know, make it different. Like, the first time I did, the only reason why I discovered this show is because of fucking memes. Or the hormone monster memes. I'm going through changes.
The thing is that they look exactly the same, just change the hairstyle and gender.
Do you know what song that was playing?
What?
Changes.
What, from the, I want to say it's from the Beatles?
Nope. Black Sabbath.
Oh, my bad.
Ozzy.
I never knew
how
to do a valid.
Yeah, Black Sabbath changes. And it's, what's fucked up about it is, it's him playing the piano. It's just him and the piano. And they play.
I never knew.
He also covered Woman by John Lennon. That just sounds amazing.
I already told you when Ozzy was on, he was in very
talented. Well, back in the day, you know, in the 70s, you can experiment like that. And you can get away with it. Now, if you experiment like that, everybody's like, you know, you got fucking back. Like, Living the Horizon, they released a pop album, and everybody's like, oh, fuck them. And I'm like, they're experimenting. Every band has an experimental point at one point. Metallica, Saint Anger, no guitar riff. Slayer copied Limp Bizkit style. New metal. Yeah, what else? Marilyn Manson doing, you know, a duet with DMX. you know, you get experimental. But the fans are using shit about it. See, with me?
Hold on. Hey, dude, don't you give shares to kids? Wait, kids do they say little things as well?
No, the glam metal stuff? No, I don't give shit.
Glam metal when they do that fucking, beaners. The one Dallas song where they're not wearing makeup.
Which one? Me Forever?
Yeah, Forever.
Oh, no, that one's okay, but. No, Forever! You know, that was the time they were going glam.
Of course, I'm not looking at all!
Oh, Zapples! Yeah, she killed it! She's ding-a-laying with hair on it.
Really?
Is
that supposed to be shocking?
Yeah, because it was like a quit. Like, when the first time I seen it, I was like, oh, Zapples! And this fool, you can't believe what he's actually gonna do.
No,
he's gonna beat his meat next to his friend. No homo.
I'm a good person. I wouldn't do that laying next to a friend.
While you're there in the restroom, like any person does it.
Dude, that shit made me laugh so hard. No, that part is like, that was in my dream reason. Who the fuck is climbing that fence?
Well,
Oh, like, oh, no. Like, remember the fast time I reached my time? Fucking 3 strokes in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's never happened to me before. I said, get the ass. That's why I haven't got laid.
Oh, see, the
dad said it for you. Who's the dad? Loki, he is.
Dad, I'm not worried I'm gay.
Loki, the dad's a freak. So is the mom. The mom's a freak, too.
Oh,
that coat. that coach.
Okay.
Fuck it, he's funny. You wanna know what his secondary gig is? He's a DJ. Guess what his DJ name is? DJ Bendejo. Yeah. They're showing everybody the penis. Ooh, how did you pull the foreskin like that?
Well, people who are not circumcised do that.
I'm not that. I can't do that. That could hurt.
No, get away. Stop it. What the hell, man?
I even had a doctor try to do the procedure. Try to do that, and that shit hurts. That shit hurts me.
I knocked the wind out of my
balls. I knocked the wind out of my balls. What the fuck is that look?
I guess he let out of his ball. Well, you know, you're only ball hanging longer.
I know.
Stomp on the back of his head. What's that called? Curving?
Yeah, that's instant.
I know, dude. That's where it goes. Like, fuck, when we're 70, we're gonna have pretty, you know. You're gonna have to hang our shit from the mirror, and that shit will be a distraction. It'll be all long, you know, and shit will be hitting the radio. Boosh, boosh, boosh. And that's since, you know, that's since low key I smoke weed, I'm just making them worse. Hanging them rang lower.
Wait, why did you call
yourself
Ghost?
Oh, it's the Ghost of Duke Ellington.
So, what's the problem? Dude, I thought you understood.
Okay, how did you know about Duke Ellington? No, because the house they're living at, it used to be his. That's why they, you know, that's why they're like, oh, who's Duke Ellington? They looked him up. You know, he's a famous jazz singer and all that.
What'd you do? I went out and made
sweet love to Ava Gabor.
So that's his
estate, yeah. No, that's not his father-in-law. No, that's just a spiritual guidance. Yes.
So I should find the prettiest girl in school and ask her out?
Bingo, bango, furry triangle.
If you know what I'm saying.
Bingo, bango, furry triangle.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy vagina.
And I
play
you out.
That'd be nice. Hey, Ethel. Yeah, for your viewers, no one knows what the fuck is Duke Ellington.
You know what? That's the joke, because a lot of people watching, who the fuck is Duke Ellington? Except for us. Except for us two smart folks, so we know who the fuck he is. I know who he is, because I've listened to old 1930s through 40s music, and a lot of old school jazz from like 30s through 60s, and Duke Ellington actually popped up twice in the Spotify playlist. And I was like, oh, I never heard any of this stuff, and then I heard it, I was like, okay. I gotta check out his other songs. They only gave me two of them. And then guess what, you know what other song I got recommended too? Herbie Hancock in the 70s. Before the, you know, the Beverly Hills Cop movie. Dude, that shit sounded weird, but it sounded cool. You know, it sounded like legit jazz.
The fucking Stacy. Is her name Stacy or Morgan?
You got the job.
I got the wind out of my pool. Yeah, they're making fun of the high school saying, oh yeah, you guys make a fucking dumb prom thing. It's a slippery little shit.
You asked Olivia to the dance?
Yeah, what's the big deal?
You said you were going with us.
Why? But I mean, what? Wait. bunch of betas who are you to be as for the alpha chip?
Rage, that's fucking bullshit.
You're an alpha, the fucking beta of the group?
Yeah, the betas, the one guy's got max and he's becoming an alpha. Or he's already an alpha, but the other guy wants to become an alpha too. Connie.
Fuck you.
Oh shit. Fight, World
Star!
What, World Star?
Yeah.
It already is! You know, I remember hearing that at Walmart, you know, this one little kid, like, well, sir, I was like, fuck, you shut the fuck up.
Poor kid. You know, when I was missing days, I had a bald little tattoo. And my friend, Don King, he had this gorgeous sausage nestled in a thick robin's nest of pubic hair. It was something to behold.
Is Don the one who owns the house of our children's photo shooting?
Yeah, the system is so broken.
I love it when we talk about broken institutions.
You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What, 30 minutes?
Wow.
We're not 30 minutes, a fucking second.
That was
12 hours and 1 minute.
I think this is something the boys need to figure out themselves.
So yes, we actually had sex for 12 hours, yeah. I think I had, like, you know what, probably 4 hours of foreplay, and then, you know, probably 2 rounds. Lasted, like, a good hour and a half apiece. And her head was like, wow, you really went into detail there. Yes, sir, I did. Phew.
Well, it's not bad. It's just, was either you taking the blue paradisa or you bad
shoes? Hey, I would say, nah. My head was only 3 hours. You know how long that shit extends last for? I took one time, as you know, just to try it up. Dude. I'm gonna be disgusting right now, fans, so if you wanna skip this part, go for it. I was up for 4 hours. And guess what? When I went to sleep, guess what happened? I wanted to go another 2 rounds. So altogether that day, I went 4 rounds within a day. And you wanna know what's funny? After that pill? And it's still sore. Oh. And it's a shit. No dizziness, no light. The only thing I was though, I think after the third round, I was extremely sleepy and fatigued. My body was, but not my, you know, not the area. They wanted to keep going. That shit was strong. It was a red pill. A red small pill, and it had a giant EX on there. I thought it was ecstasy, but the guy, you know, that I bought it at, I think it was the AMPM? No, at the 7-Eleven. I bought one. Fuck. I think I paid like 10 bucks for like 6 pills. Yeah, I paid 10 bucks for 6 pills. 4 hours. I did 2 rounds that day, earlier when I took them. And then I had a break from, I think, 4 o'clock through 8 o'clock? That's when I, you know, did laundry, you know. I was starting my clothes, cooking dinner for myself, everything else. And then at 8:30, you know, my girl was with at the time. You know, she snuck into my house, and I did another two.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah, but like the third round, you know, she even asked, she's like, hey, you the Chad, yeah. Ben Stacy. And guess what? He actually told her, like, oh yeah, I'm top of the food chain. That's a Chad.
Hi, everyone. This is
Oh, he's trying to get to that. Oh, I would, but hey, you out of your goddamn mind. A real girl. Carl, she's a girl, and she wants to dance with you.
But Nick looks really upset.
Don't you forget about that when we think of you and Dennis.
forget about that little fucking thing.
Let's get back to one liner that can fucking kill the guy.
What?
Fucking Pikachu?
No, a little piece of shit Pikachu.
Yeah, you take requests? No, I do not.
It would be better if we were, you know, the sugar, the pint, the Pikachu, not the shit Pikachu.
Is that Wi-Fi? I'm going to give you the Wi-Fi password. Okay.
Is this weird? So the coach sounds very smart here. But yet towards the end of like season one, going to season two, he became a lot stupider.
I told you so.
Why
did you
look like a bear?
She's
not.
She's
Here we go. Shake. Cake to cake.
I don't know, but that was great.
This is great. I think we're both doing great.
Yeah.
You.
That would be
totally
beautiful. Okay. I got a great memory. The way you look, I don't know, I guess.
Jenny, look at you only
like
chicken.
I get it, Jesse, I'm an idiot.
No, she is the idiot. You're cute, even though you're tiny. You're like a chuldo.
Dude, no guy wants to be fucking called cute when they're fucking short.
Yeah.
Dude, have you seen the video of the
table
guy?
Oh, dude, he became an overnight celebrity.
Yeah, he went fucking neutral because Chase McFarlane, he's a fucking dwarf.
Yep. And he makes that with her.
Ah, this is very wholesome.
What?
Wholesome.
Okay.
No, it's a fucking background dancing.
Oh.
Very wholesome.
Told you. Oh no.
Sexual harassment, Tando.
Tando. Oh no. And his food is quite bad.
Oh, he busted a shoe.
Oh shit. Damn, and you wanna know what's cool too?
What?
He's like, ah, damn it, she felt it. And she enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm so
dear now.
There it goes.
Oh no. That's the most I've ever made.
Your phone's in the corner of the water.
Oh shit, my phone. Wait, what the?
Oh, there it goes.
Oh my god, isn't this exciting?
There's no time for excitement. You gotta find me at where are we? Come up here, sir. You alright?
We're in the pussy right now, right?
You guys are gonna be really disappointed.
Are we in another stop?
No.
What is wrong with you, Andrew? You're completely out of control.
I didn't mean to. This girl asked me
to. She's talking to us first.
Come on, let's swim to that giant brown rock.
Hey, not to sound gay, but I miss the ball.
Not to sound gay, but I really miss his ball.
Yeah, no, I think that's like a good idea.
Yeah, but
thank you. I know, did you hear about that law too?
What?
You know how in Texas that, in Texas?
Yeah.
If a male masturbates, they consider that abortion?
I came in my pants.
And that made you soaking wet?
Why are you being so mean to me?
What are you talking about?
You've been mean to me all week. What did I do?
You didn't do anything.
Yeah, for real, dude. Let's talk about the bagel guy.
No, hold on. No, before that, yeah, I'm being dead serious. They consider male eject because the women are so mad because when they abort, when they abort their babies in what, first, second trimester?
Yeah.
Yeah, they consider mad, so they got fucking pissed. So they actually wrote Congress, and guess what? They made the same deal for men. If the male masturbates, and his sperm is in his shorts or socks or the sheets or, or grapefruit or, or a Lexus Texas Fleshlight or something like that. Yeah, they consider that masturbation. No, they consider male masturbation, abortion, and you will go to jail for that.
Nick and Andrew, your friends again. Nick Pantagon, the Jesus of Flora. What the fuck is going on?
Well, Matthew, it's been a great night in ancient Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just bullshit. Like, really? Like, how? They need the egg. They need the egg. Okay, go ahead. Okay, go ahead and talk about your bagel man. The boy. The latest boy.
He was, cooking it up because he's got a little dating app, trying to get a date, but they all make it fun of him because he was just 5 feet. He had Alexa Bliss height.
Yeah.
Apparently, you guys are mad as a kid in general. It's so funny, he was figuring out five more people bigger than him. Fucking bigger people, 5'8", 5'10" people.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And also, no fucking guy who's, below, average height.
Yep.
And the top cute.
Yeah, because I can understand why.
Why?
Because think about it, they think of cute, and when they think cute, they think small puppies.
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh, look how cute he is, he's small. Yeah. You're treating us like a fucking baby, or you're seeing us as like a fucking puppy. See, that's why, like, I'm gonna be, sure I'm bringing up the past, but the first girl I ever dated, not Catherine, but the girl after her, she used to do that shit all the time. Look how cute you are. Da, da, da. And guess what? I was freaking like 5 inches taller than her. And she used to say, oh, that'd be cooler if you were a little bit taller. I was like, bitch, I'm fucking 5 inches taller than you. And bitch, you're fucking 50 pounds bigger than me, so why the fuck you talking shit? what the fuck? Yeah, she used to talk to me like that. She's like, oh, look good. And then every time, a tall dude would walk by, she would fucking, check him out. So this is what happened that wound up pretty much breaking this up. She became a church person, and then before that, the next time she saw a tall dude, and the tall dude, smiled at her, I actually pushed her next to him, go ahead and have it. Go ahead. Then she's like, wait, what the fuck? I'm like, I'm done. And then guess what? To be a Supreme Chad move, Supreme Chad move, I got with Alexis. I think 2 weeks after I did that person. Yeah, it was true. Yeah, she used to fucking baby talk the shit out of me. That shit was annoying. And then you want to know how she tried to get revenge? She put her baby cousin, she actually took her baby cousin without her auntie knowing. And guess what? The baby was light skinned with green eyes. This bitch got so fucking delusional. She actually told the pastor at the church, because he knew me.
Yeah.
Because he, he was that tall motherfucker from a rancho, the math teacher.
Yeah.
Fucking puto, fuck him. Anyways. No, fuck that boy. That's a piece of shit. He claims to love a church, but yet every time I would see him, it would always be a brand new fucking car. Every time I would see him. I'm like, Dick, you don't give a shit about the church. Because clearly, how is it you're rolling new whips every fucking, every other month? Come on. He just don't make that kind of fucking money. That was Alexis 2 weeks after her. She was babies out the shit out of me. But then, like I said, the most psychotic point when she took her fucking baby cousin and claimed it was my child. That I technically had uncontrolled sex with her. And you probably, and everyone's thinking, oh, you probably had sex with her, hey? Fuck no, I didn't. And I'm glad too, because another, the next dude she was dating after me, guess what I found on his fucking lips? Take a wild guess.
He says
another dude, you're gay. I'm not gay.
Wait,
who are you calling gay?
Is that an autistic joke?
No, it's not an autistic joke. It's a get. Like I said, guess what was on his lips? The same thing Velveteen had. With her bathwater.
I know.
Cold sore. He had one pink one and one giant white one on the bottom of his lip. As soon as I say that, I was like, hey, Brody, what happened? He's like, hey, man. It's not what you think. I'm like, fool, it is what I think. Those are cold sores, my guy. They're not pimples. Ugh. Sick ass fool. I know you didn't like that show, I know. You didn't care for it?
Well, since we're talking about
Venus
and Rage,
alright. Okay, we're going to watch the second episode since you want to keep talking.
Andrew.
You don't have to watch it.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you heard there was a E-star that got murdered this week?
Murdered? Who?
I think her name was Randy. She was 17. She was a quote unquote Instagram model. To make the story short, she had a ride to go to a concert.
Yeah.
One of her beer owners took her to that concert. You know those beer owners that like of Esau?
Yeah.
He saw you like, oh, he's gonna get in, he's gonna gamble me.
Yep.
Guess what he saw?
What?
She was macking on some other guy.
Oh, she had herpes?
No, making out. And guess what he did?
What did he do?
Get over her. Fucking shank Brandy in the throat, killing her.
What?
He straight up murdered the chick.
Why?
Because he thought he was about to get into meat.
And she told him no.
No, because he saw that chick kicking another guy.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Oh, play episode 2.
I know.
Yeah, you said you don't have to watch it, but keep going.
She got the beer over, saw her make it with another guy, more attractive, good looking guy.
So pretty much a Chad. You look
great as always. Chad. I'm 17, you
know. Oh. And how old is the driver? What's
the deal with you and Jake? A beer over, and you're probably in the 20s, mid-20s. That's not here today.
You know what he could have done to make it a murder-suicide? He could have got the knife. No, he should have wore leather gloves. Then did it. We're all black. You know, and then have another pair of clothes, okay? Have another pair of clothes. He pretty much does a Pulp Fiction, you know, he changes the clothes, he burns the bloody up clothes.
No, the thing is, not pre-planned, but, you know.
Last minute, it was pretty much on the fly.
Yeah, because he saw his buddy get in it, you know, get in those meat, but not. Oh, this podcast is not condone murdering.
No. Nope. We don't, you know what? Hold on. This podcast does not command you do suicide, or murder, attempted murder, assault, or even pre-planned. We don't suggest none of that shit. We're just tossing out ideas here. Like me. Yeah.
And also, there's no kind of saying at all.
He wasn't? But she wasn't.
The girl wasn't a
saint
either.
Oh, no. Like you said, she was an Ephod.
An Ephod, you know, when she was 12, she alleged that she may have a birth sexual encounter with someone older than her. Tyler said, too.
Since she was 12?
Yep.
Who is this again?
I think her name was, Brandy. More breaking news about seeing all the studio fire engine.
Go ahead.
Alrighty. On July 18th, today, the arsonist said, Delta Animation Studio on fire, injuring several people, leading to loss of life. He told the unbelievable act of still developing. Santa Filmworks hopes to help Delta Animation team during this time of need. And asked me to join in this endeavor. You can understand what GoFundMe to help the studio. You know, help.
Damn, already?
Yeah. Get some money to, you know.
Was it? Well, I would say, what movies or anime did they make?
I think part, you know, I don't know if you watched the Fate Grand series, Fate Stay Night series.
Who?
It's an anime.
No, I never even heard of it.
Yeah, they do a lot of animation stuff in.
So you guys gonna tell each other or what?
If you want more information, just check on the Kyoto. Mr. Hayes, for those who are Kyoto KYOTO Animation Studio.
Great. Why don't you guys get champagne? That's great.
And right now the GoFundMe the goal is 500,000. Right now you're $133,000 in $695.
I do, but you might think you're not as well.
Good for them.
Okay.
And also the reason and motive are still unknown.
Well, I guess he's supposed to hang out with his couple friends.
Yeah, pretty soon I bet they'll all be swinging together. Just a big old fucking duck that you can get just up in the corner every orgy you witness. And maybe what?
So, does Nick know when you work a guest? Or maybe it's your most important couple holiday?
Kevin, I thought you liked him private.
Okay, no,
Wait,
look at
Toronto's gonna have
takeovers? Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're in Canada now for, I think, for the next 4 years? SummerSlam in Canada.
Now WrestleMania, fuck them.
Nope, freaking, I already know next to WrestleMania. 3, actually. Next year is in Tampa Bay Stadium. So what, WrestleMania 36? 36 will be back in Florida. 37 will be in the UK. I think at the O2 Arena or the Wembley Stadium. And then at 39?
Like what?
WrestleMania at the Riverside Rams Stadium. So expect a lot of marks. Yeah, expect a lot of retarded marks over there, Eric. Yeah, you're like, fuck. No, I'm saying the one in L.A. when we get it. A lot of marks who've never been out here. Also easy to rob. No, easy to rob.
Casey's the reason why Seth Rollins lost his power, because he didn't jump nose back at all. They made the power look meaningless. He compared to his girlfriend.
We're the same.
I just gotta go to staff.
Wait, are you okay?
I can come with you.
Actually, I sat in ice cream on purpose. I was trying to cool down.
Oh, I feel you, buddy. I had a super dry tongue. Look.
Andrew, do you think this little man will still run the company in 2045?
Fuck yeah. See, is that or a hologram?
The great Mr. Kenny McMahon.
And Matt is still alive? You get, it's just like a Futurama. You just see the head of Vince McMahon there. In the jar. It's gorgeous, actually.
Oh my god.
And that, you know, and then guess what, you know who'll be there?
What?
Cody, the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, everybody from AEW will wind up going over.
Are you telling me
they
will fucking close down a stone company and go back to WWE?
Or until WWE will annihilate them.
You mean buy them out?
Yes. Now buy them out. Then all those wrestlers pretend as WWE and get, and guess what? Some jobbers and stuck in the mid-card. No main heavy, no belt for you. Or if you do get a tag team title, it's only going to be 2 days because you're going to lose it on SmackDown. Or two, we'll split all of you up and you guys will go after the 24/7 championship. After R-Truth becomes 100-time reigning 24/7 champion.
No, he's got to beat Dusty's record, Andrew.
That's what I said, 100 times.
Okay, so let's see what, Andrew.
Imagine they do that, though. He gets tied.
Yep.
15 times. Imagine that's probably why they're doing it. You know what? Hey, let's just run. Let's put R-Truth a 16-time world champion.
Teach
me that at Fortinet Hurricane. We're gonna be fucking great,
Andrew.
You don't even know.
They also, Barry, R. True, may or may not have consummated the marriage with Maverick.
I hope so.
But
I'm gonna have to slide in them DMs.
I saw her go into the bathroom with Andrew G. The following is a list of other people I saw go into the bathroom today. Eric L. 7D. Sasha F.
Whoa! That's a list.
R. True.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Oh man, he's gonna meet a bunch of 13 smelly marks. I'm surprised Comic Con even sold because Warner Brothers and Marvel dropped out. And Disney dropped out too. So who else do you got?
Comics that don't sell no more.
Yeah, I heard that they're mostly action figures. Then you're heading, you know what? It's going to get to that point where Comic Con is just going to be action figures and comic books. Just like the way it used to be, because TV and all that, well, like I said, Disney dropped out. In fact, they said Disney 23? No, at D23 Expo?
Are you going to apologize to Disney? Are you going to apologize to everybody about this? The company is being run?
Yeah. No, apparently at D23, apparently the Simpsons, they're going to show a preview of the next season. I was like, damn. Like I said, pretty soon Comic-Con, is pretty soon
E23
is actually going to compete with Comic-Con. That's how bad that shit's going to be. It's going to be like a rivalry.
Wait, what did I make fucking Disney had a bite the Simpsons ride off of Universal?
Yeah, hold on. I'll be right back.
Oh, well, what were you planning on doing on me?
Oh, don't be just for a magic trick.
Well, for real, I was fucked up.
Later.
What are your opinions about it?
I'm not taking anyone's side. I just want us all to be friends. And you were out hanging with Devin, so I was trying to help Devin.
Help her with what?
Now, I saw you hugging her, but that's only because
what?
For me, I don't know. Either the news media knows it's a joke, or they 100% believe that after going to these people running to Area 51 and trying to see them aliens.
So I'm not gonna comment. Jeffy's ice cream was menstrual blood. But I will say this, I need some fresh air because this is Terry Bellows.
Whoa, this is what I know. This is what
we're again, I'm gonna stay out of it, but it was less of a period and more of an exclamation point.
And worst of all, bitch wore white shorts.
That's right. I made it
on
the floor. I'm this you little queer ass backpack.
You got
I just had the best.
Hey, Jesse, what's this behind your ear?
Oh,
what are you
on? What's going on? Let's see if there's any updates. Ooh, this is going to be a slow day, and my right back. And also, I don't know if the media are dumb or
extremely naive that if we run faster, naive to run as well, who's what I hit us? Oh. Ooh, a lot of editing right here.
Did you make it to the bathroom in time?
Yeah, but it was like, why is the bike?
Here you go, kiddo. You know.
Really? You should think perceived, disease on the shoulder.
You know, I can't read, so I go by pictures.
Well, anyway, that's very noble of you.
Not that noble. I also could be your stuff. This is like right at the bike.
Oh, right. I heard you say that.
Okay, I'm here.
All right, Andrew.
Okay, continue.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying about the AS200, right?
Yeah.
The news is covering it, right?
Oh, wait. So what's the news is covering?
The news is covering the Area 51 raid.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're either old or out of touch. One of the things, like, if we Naruto run, the bullets will not hit us.
Yeah.
Do they know this is a joke, or they 100% believe that if you run like Naruto, you bullets don't hit you? Ask the question, Andrew.
And here comes Duke Ellington again.
Oh, yeah, today is the opening of Pakistan.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I feel bad for people who live in San Diego. Having to deal with all the basement-dwelling marks, all the stinky, smelly marks, all the mama's boy marks, and all, guess what? And all the beta marks. Oof, RIP, San Diego, for this week.
A lot of bugmen.
Bugmen too, though. Oh, I've waited in line for an hour and a half just to see this guy. And then you're gonna ask him some fucking smarty question that's gonna piss him off and ruin his day. The point he's not gonna want to answer any more fucking questions. Or so you could be like that one time that gives Becky Lynch and Becky wanted to punch the shit out of him.
Really?
Yeah. It was at WizardCon?
Yeah.
Yeah, one guy actually like full on like hugged her.
Yeah.
And she clenched her fist. Like you see her clenching her fist. And then another dude who groped her ass, she did the same thing. Like she made a fist.
Why are you groping her ass?
Exactly, but this dude wanted to grope it.
You trying to grope a few of my dudes?
Yeah. And I thought my phone was bleeding. Yeah, since then when he took the picture, like everybody, like he posted it, he said, oh yeah, I was going to take the picture of Vicky Lynch. I was like, bruh, you're low-key assaulting her.
Stranger, what do you think about a challenge and another kind of run?
They can say they deal with a female hormone monster. By voice by Maya Rudolph.
Maya Rudolph?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that that? I don't know what the hell she was.
She's been on Saturday Night Live. I think she came on one of the Gremlins movies, like a mom. I think. Yeah, I think so.
I thought she's a black writer.
No, she's not black. She's, I think, Mexican or something?
No, you know, I don't know if you watch this movie.
Happy Christmas.
I don't know if you ever watched that movie.
Which movie?
Elmo Saves Christmas.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna. Oh no. Elmo from Sesame Street.
Yes.
Elmo Saves Christmas. Hey, that's Maya Angelou.
Yeah, I thought it was bad name, Andrew.
Good. No! Here comes Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Paul Bunyan.
What?
Yes.
Well, Josh, wait. The Rock and Paul Bunyan?
Yep.
Are they actually going to make a movie about Paul Bunyan? Or is that a joke? Or a
Paul Bunyan, New York City.
Oh my God. That movie looks so good.
Yeah, the movie is pretty great. I'm getting a ticket the second they go on sale.
Yeah, you actually don't have to get me one.
What?
Where's the other one?
Well, Jesse and I are going out now.
Oh!
So, and you feel like you can go with her.
Well, yeah, that totally makes sense.
Okay, Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, she's
writing
a children's book.
That's Maya Angelou.
Well, my bad. You had the same family name. Ain't my fault.
Yeah, she was in Grown Ups 2. Grown Ups 2, Big Hero 6, Shrek the 3rd, The Awesome Zookeeper, The Nut Job. Current version of Chips, Anchorman, Ron Burgundy.
The movie that Chips came out a long time ago. Not fucking several years ago.
Is that about the sequel?
Yeah, the sequel.
Can I see number one again?
No, for real. That movie came out a long time ago.
Dude, Anchorman came out 14 years ago.
No, the sequel of Anchorman.
Oh, the second one? That came out like 2017?
Yep.
Why did they wait that long?
I don't know. If you thought your movie's hot shit, you fucking continue. You know this?
You continue it like immediately, not fucking like years later. Like Loki, when the second one came out, only people our age remembered.
Yeah.
Remember, I think Will Ferrell teased it for like the first 3 years. Like, oh yeah, the second sequel was coming, but yet it never showed up. We got Buddy the Elf instead.
Hey, Elf is pretty good.
Yeah. Fuck hell! How is he? A kick him ass.
How you get Andy in the fucking summer?
Because I'm getting old. No, the reason why my allergy is because the weather changes. It's not climate change either, it's the weather changing. Like right now, my room is freezing cold. Yeah, yesterday it was hot as balls.
Yeah, it's fucking
ridiculous. Yeah, that's why my allergy is going insane.
It's fucking humid here.
It's
fucking...
Yeah, me and my room is freezing cold.
No. No, because in the morning over here, it was fucking 78. And going up.
Women.
Women? No. They're stand with
women.
Don't care for men either. I don't I like people in general.
Well, what about Mom?
I love your mother, but don't tell her that.
Wait, what was I going to look up? Oh, fucking Anchorman. Anchorman.
Hey, Andrew. Guess what?
Anchorman 2.
Guess what happened? What drama happened of this YouTuber?
Oh, it came out 2013. Damn, that's fucking 2004. Fuck, they waited almost 10 years. 10 years for that shit.
No, it's a fish.
I guess so, that's it. Huh? He's not making a third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The second one fucking flopped so hard.
Yeah, because, you know, it showed, you know, pretty much it just, you know what it did? Then in the beginning, like, they pretty much, like, shortened up, like, the first movie in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, him arguing with her, then he gets fired, so he went to London in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know. You know, pretty, you know what I'm gonna say is?
What?
That movie and The Hangover did not deserve sequels. They should have just been standalone movies. And you want to know why I don't like those movies? Because they made sequels that didn't need it. You want to know which movie I fucking love to death?
What?
Napoleon Dynamite. Why? We never got a fucking sequel. We never did. We got a shitty sequel. Same thing. They didn't get a sequel either. That movie's amazing. Whatever, you know, rest in peace, you know, this is going on movie. The heel.
Well, Andrew, apparently the YouTuber that got caught by, there's a female YouTuber that got busted for sexually assaulting a doggy and she got another YouTuber. Yes, Andrew.
This is breaking news?
In the YouTube universe, yes.
I want to see this.
It's the YouTuber in this whole gymnastics is I am Alex.
What? No.
A L L
E. You a girl?
If you want to, there's a bunch of, you know, YouTubers in the commentary section, community.
You're weirdly formal, but the kind of gay guy who's in the Air Force, and became middle management at IBM, and he has a condo, and there's like a fat gym in the building.
That's a nice little life I've made for myself.
Let's face it, Andrew. If you're acting, you're probably gay.
Probably gay? Well, what does that even mean?
Not my job. I have morning announcements. And you have, like, a pear shape. The cross path for tomorrow. Exciting news for rich sociopaths and a loose conduct of some skin. But let's move on.
Yeah, and also, okay, this is
Wait, what's the game thing again?
I'm
here to give us the impact.
If I am Alex.
Nick.
I am
Alex.
Who dumb
Alex, controversy.
I really don't like the word dump. I find it offensive.
I mean, does it really matter?
There's a bunch of, you know, those people within, like, the commentary section and quote-unquote memers are getting the fucking shit situation. This is what happens when you have internet friends.
I am Alex Controversy?
Yeah. Or
angry
situation. I'm just watching it right now.
Yeah, looking back to it, definitely fecal matter on some of the basketball.
I am Alex, accused of falsely labeling fellow YouTuber a rapist.
Yes.
Okay, so totally right about now.
Fucking bullshit. Sexual abuse allegations first started when Flavia's girlfriend, she posted a tweet long on Twitter. She made some shocking accusations against a family YouTuber. Rather than clearly demanding official favors, there were often guilt or posting in a situation that I was uncomfortable in. So, was to try or deny a view against him, he was somewhat aggressive. I go out to heal every time I saw her. She was not in the mood to do this that way. I had to calm her for sending images or address on camera. We're 3 hours away from each other by train, so most of the time it's only contact. She was a minor at the time.
And also apparently some BS who tried to take down some huge YouTuber.
And stated that specifically... Yeah, stated that she specifically expressed her decision to wait until she was 16, but he refused. Instead, pushing guilty and sexual fears that she felt uncomfortable performing.
Andrew,
breaking news
from
G-Star,
ding, 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 ding.
Dude, he even has screenshots.
Andrew.
Yeah.
Now we have proof of I Am Alex that you were planning and organized a false rape allegation on Sazzo. Following a fellow YouTuber show called a friend that makes similar content to Alex. Allegations that you know Alex were 100% false, so you were likely there. Literally gay odds were happening among the commentary YouTubers. If you want to know what gay off is, pretty much you're on Discord planning ways to destroy a content creator. Using either fake allegation, hearsay pieces on stuff, trying to ruin the image. Because a fan was this is why I don't use Discord or any social media at all. Because people can leak your transcript. Apparently, I Am Alex was, planning gay ops to sink a fellow YouTuber. Flazzo. There we go.
Don't worry about it, Nick. These are like assholes. Keep them away from your basketball, alright? Okay, you gotta get back to Jesse. Jay, and I've just the idea. Jay, it's a little bit juvenile, but it's simple and it's timeless. Jay, you let it be known that Jesse, for a snack, eats tiny pieces of shit.
What? She doesn't eat pieces of shit.
Andrew, you're picturing it, and we're talking about it. That's a win in my book.
Wait. I'm not gonna say that Jesse eats shit.
We're in a fight, but ultimately we're still friends, right?
No!
See, what is it?
Like I said, wait. Wait a second, Star Trek.
Okay, King Sarnia. Incident drama news reporter.
And also a low-key master troll.
I am out with, a fake day off to sink a other fellow YouTuber with the same content as him, but fake a big allegation.
So is he faking it, or is he faking it?
He and I are actually faking a fake out made allegation of another YouTuber about him.
Why?
Greed, envy, jealousy.
Damn, you had to resort that much to have to fucking plan a rape accusation?
These people are greedy.
I know, but
fuck. Is this the same thing with the big Manana situation?
Who?
You know, the voice actor who plays Broly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right now they're in very court, doing, pre-hearing.
Mm-hmm.
About what's going on with his alleged, him touching people? Allegedly. Quote-unquote. Yeah, most of them are just people just backstabbing each other. Because either you're a big name in your little group, people respect you more, or something else.
I know, for real.
And also, seeing from the source I am, the sponsor I am, Alex, and I quote, all you do is lie. I'm sick of it. You are a backstabbing snake. Actually, I am not even saying it's backstabbing. So you are friends with no one. You don't even know what friendship means.
Hold on. Let me pause you there for a second. He doesn't need any friends because he's fucking a reporter.
I am Alex. He's a sponsor of I Am Alex.
No, it's it. No, it's it. No, I'm saying, is it, he's saying that to Keemstar, or is Keemstar saying that to him?
Keemstar is saying this to Alex.
Oh, shit. Damn, Keemstar's on a fucking, he's on a rage.
All you do is lie, I'm sick of it, you're a backstabbing snake. Actually, you're not your backstabbing, you're not even friends with him. Because you don't even know what friendship means. You just jump from person to person, just step on clouds, use them, and abuse them. So, pretty much, he's funny that Alex is a cloud chaser. Not implying, he's saying that he is a cloud chaser. Because apparently, Alex and his little cabal just call whoever's unpopular. Oh, these fan people who are popular. And also another friend within the group is saying like, oh, I don't know if you're a fucking, you know, hypocrite because, you know, saying like, oh, you care about the victim, but you were in DM saying that you want to speak to this guy. Not caring if there's no information or the allegations for you is true.
What? Great, now I'm confused. Yeah. This is a very detailed story you're telling me.
Is there a fucking nerd trying to do gay off, trying to ruin people, but they get asked that just because not knowing that, oh, people can leak DM messages to everybody.
Damn, are those two idiots?
Yes. Because they thought, oh, this is like a private meeting, no one's going to leak the information. No one's gonna show what kind of dirty backpacks we are.
And all for imaginary clout.
All because of internet famous. Deep internet famous.
Like I said, imaginary clout. No, I was gonna say, and the reason why I asked you on degenerate juice. Why are you saying imaginary clout? Because guess what? Your channel, everything's deleted, and you're unknown? Oh, guess what? You're gonna get a real job! And nobody will know your fucking name except for your close friends. If you have any. And your family. That's it. No one knows. Hey, I used to be a famous YouTuber. What was your name? I am Alex. Who the fuck is that? And it's gonna be like, nerds like me, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember you. You fucking suck.
And also, all this is coming up on VidCon. Did you know all this VidCon?
Oh, God.
And content creators.
I was going to say, VidCon is more for the cancerous people on the other side of the internet.
Yeah. And apparently, Adam has leaked, showing off leaked DMs of another guy that's calling him out. It's called Cabo. Yeah, it's spelled his name right. About how cool he is because
he's getting an imaginary clip.
No, because he's saying like, oh, because saying, you know, I was using, you know, the information that, oh, look, they're looking at me like a cool guy calling him out, you know. And Cabo's saying that Alan is a big pussy, he doesn't want to talk to a person in, you know, real life, you know, talk to man to man.
Too much of a fucking beta ass bitch.
Yeah.
Fucking beta ass bitch. See, you know what? See, that's your fault. That's your influence rubbing on me.
And also,
because
in mind, I am Alex. Really doesn't want people to know that he said enough of the threat of a lawsuit.
When it's just a boy, it says, you make news. But with girls, it's like, oh,
because, you know, fake allegation, that is slander, and also people get sued for fake allegations. You know, so using false or fake, assault, struggle level.
Dude, freaking, how is there a lot of these YouTubers are fucking beta?
It's people who want to... Hey, also, ding. I don't know if you watch YouTube videos or you know about a famous YouTuber.
Hey, you rang the bell. Hey, you rang the bell. Am I gonna fight this fool, Alex? You rang the bell.
The guy named Mr. Manager?
Hold on. I'm trying to calm myself down. I'm in the Ronda Rousey fight pose. Hold on, I gotta fix my job. Okay, I fixed my job. Damn, I gotta fix it again.
Alright. You know a YouTuber called Mr. Medicare?
Who?
This guy just,
I love how you pause, you're like, fuck.
Just like to clown on people. You know, like, you like to make fun of stuff.
You sure it's not that one fool from Twitch, Doctor or something?
No, that's not Dr. Respect.
Yeah, that fool's cool.
This guy just bought off Twitter of, you know, the whole Alex, you know, fake allegation of, you know, sexual assault.
Dude, that's why I say you need a Twitter, man. You would get the shit so faster, so much faster.
And Mr. Maker's Twitter account called Mr. Anti Bully.
Don't be a bully, be a star.
Alright, this seems like it's been an interesting story. Wasn't even paying attention to it at all. But there's like 80 videos on it. And he also shows a snapshot of IMI's, you know, DM.
Yep.
Say, I don't want that. He said, I quote, as IMI's, I do not want to have to get a lawyer involved. Who's literally trying to make sure for him to not get actual lore involved in this day off. And also, Mr. America is also known to, you know, if he gets involved in anything, you know, it got super real because, you know, he gets, you know, in detail in stories that he likes to cover. And that's his name, Mr. Medicare. If you want to watch the video, go ahead. Yeah, suffer. He's a good guy.
So, are the test results in? Honestly, I didn't like it.
Is it because every most test is now?
No. Your mouth is fine. I just didn't feel anything. Maybe I'm not gay. But, thank you for kissing me. My pleasure. I can't believe that you were my first kiss. What am I going to tell my grandkids?
Grandpa Andrew was the first kiss.
Well, you know your great uncle Nick,
the Nick Star, the host of Countdown to Money?
Two robots and two humanoids are here to compete for most glorious Kingdom of China Bitcoin units.
Bitcoin units.
Alright, here's another response of Mr. Manager. Double on Twitter. He's retweeting, you know, the person that he said. Whatever the quote is. Alright, here's the quote. If we're talking about that, I am Alex making false allegations, let's not forget that. Last year, he accused me of being a pedophile when I was under 18, simply because I said that he shouldn't be drinking if he was depressed, and he blocked me.
You were friends, then your girlfriend and boyfriend, now you're not.
I mean, I am Alex, long time savage fan.
Well, yeah, a lot of YouTubers, that's why a lot of these YouTubers, they claim to have friends in the community. And they show, oh, yeah, look at all these collaborations I'm doing with Jeffrey Star and all of them, they're friends. But yeah, when he went through that whole situation that he did, did his friends stand by him? No? Hold on, I gotta light up my dog. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
shorter than me.
Are you the lady?
Alright, here's more tea.
Hey, Matthew, I just want to let you know that I figured it out. I'm not yet.
Oh, you had a whole experience.
That's what the kids call it, right, Andres? Spilling the tea? I'm fucking old.
Well, how gay are you?
What's wrong with me?
Didn't Mark give you the baby? Or?
I used to be cool and hit up with the kids.
He's a fucking man. And he's only a monster when he's like, too tall.
I guess that's the price of being a boomer.
Just take each photo.
Alright. This is what, this other YouTuber, not YouTuber, a person that you know, Alex? And this is his response. And I quote, then after people forced him to DM with me over it, he said he should assume of it simply because it's what people said on Twitter. Yes, that's right. He's not even providing evidence, but because someone called me a pedo, it's just, he just decided to try and use it as a form of blackmail. Oof. Ooh. It's not just I am out, it's a fucking shitty friend, a shitty person. This guy doesn't even do his own research. It seems like if you tell him something, he will 100% believe it. Even if there's, everything.
Okay, I'm back.
Alright,
Andrew. I know, fans were like, fuck, dinner's going out of what? Well, shit. I got dark. I had to pee. No?
Alright.
Go for it.
Alright, this guy responds again. Then after, you know, after people forced him to DM with me over it, he said he had a tube of it simply because people said on Twitter, yes, that's right. He's not even providing evidence because someone called me a pedo. He just decided to try and use it as a form of blackmail. Mr. Allen, even if you say somebody at all, this guy's just a scumbag. I don't 100% believe you, because he said it. He's not going to that's the work he figured out. Maybe or maybe not, he's a scumbag. Yep.
Well, what are you guys doing tonight?
We're having a sleepover in my house. We're playing the new poker.
Okay, so, if you're going to start with this, the whole point is I should kill women with dogs.
Whoa. Remember,
they're not women. They're hungry. Stop quoting your dad to your mock commercial.
If he asked for two big pups on the new Bible.
It's a red dad Bible.
It's just a biggest dad Bible. Hey, one thing, this Bible.
And also, this guy responds, Alex will continue to repeat this shit if he was not held accountable. For anyone trying to defend and saying it as the first time, it's really fucking not. I'm also known of others he accused of being pedos the same year. He did it with me.
Yeah.
I can't support him. In conclusion, fuck Alex. He has attempted to ruin so many careers through his lifespan as a YouTuber until I see some genuine change in him apologizing for all of his actions against people. I refuse to support anything that he does. Apparently, IOAX loves to accuse people of being pedos and other scumbag activities for clout.
Huh?
Yep.
I am Alex. Love to accuse other people of being pedos and other scumbags. To use it as, you know, to further his career as a YouTuber.
Tell me, dude. YouTube fucking creators, man. They're snakes.
It also scared him because of the backlash. Apparently, I am actually blocking like certain names off his, comment section.
Wow.
Because, you know, certain YouTubers who block certain words in the comment section.
Yes, again.
Yeah, because apparently you type out the name of a certain YouTuber, that name is completely blocked. The conversation will appear, but it won't appear publicly.
I'm being made fun of for coming up with an awesome name for my pillow.
Your father's a scrawler, man.
Good call,
sweetheart.
Bye, Mom.
Love Mom,
Brian. Okay, love you too, Mom.
Hi. Mom, Daddy, your home is beautiful. Oh, it's not where you should be with me. Give me my parents to work with them. Holy smoke! Your dog was my name from Julian.
Did you do Firefly?
And also, Jesus, coming at it again with the hot band. He tweeted, and I quote, "I am Alex. Lies, false accusations, no apologies. Tried to cover it up. Backstab multiple fans. Use YouTube for clout." And the most damaging of all, I look like that guy from Ice Age. Not Finn, but you know, the Weasel?
Weasel?
Yeah. Because apparently, I am Alex has fucked up teeth.
Featuring Ludacris? He named his pitbull featuring Ludacris.
It's true.
Hold on.
Who named their pitbull pitching Ludacris?
The kid. That kid. I think he's fucking weird. He likes to fuck his pillows. I'm not kidding you. Who fucks his pillows? Yeah, he likes to jump around in the what's the thing called again? Jumper, the trampoline?
Yeah,
he'll watch him. Why does neighbors have sex all the time while feeding on the trampoline?
That'd be kind of weird having sex on a trampoline.
No, I'm saying that the neighbors, they're having sex in their house, and this is being his meat on the trampoline while he's dancing. Oh, no. Oh, shit. I gotta have your rings on full blast. What happened? Your phone died or you passed out?
No, it's just the phone just dropped.
Okay, you were saying? You're saying about the YouTubers?
Apparently, Shannon and a group of friends were planning to, you know, ruin this other YouTuber's, you know, career. Well, there's some other YouTubers that they were hook, line, sinker, believing the fake allegation. They actually make public apologies to the guy that they accused of being a freak. You know?
Yep.
But the ones who are saying the fake allegation are doubling and tripling down.
I know, for real, we're getting 2017 vibes here on Raw and SmackDown.
Why?
Brock Lesnar, heavyweight champion in 2017. Universal champion. He's Universal champion now. AJ Styles is United States champion in 2017. And he's United States champion now. New Day won their fourth tag team title. No, their fourth time tag team title in 2017. Then they're in their fifth one. This one. Heel Kevin Owens versus face Shane McMahon. Versus this year, we have heel Shane McMahon versus face Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
Are we sure Finn Balor's gonna even wrestle?
I don't know.
I didn't even know Finn Balor had a fucking job.
Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't been on TV. He's a fucking intercontinental champion, and now Shinsuke's on TV, and now we're and we haven't seen him.
The wonders of TV. And you want to call it right now, brother?
Yeah,
right now I'm giving some more information. I'm getting all the information I know about the IML situation, alright?
Alright.
Alright.
Good night, brother.
Alright guys, later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Before we close the episode, a word from our sponsor.
Rage, rage, fucking rage! That's bullshit! That's...